Governor Andrew Cuomo visited Oswego State today as part of a victory lap for passing his third consecutive on-time budget. New York State Senator Dave Valesky of the 53rd District introduced the governor.
It is now my great privilege to introduce the governor of the great state of New York.
The governor joked about uniting for this weekend's Syracuse basketball game in the Final Four against Michigan.
We're focusing on business first in the state because we have priorities. We have priorities. And the first priority that we have to address is we have to, as one, stand together, and we have to defeat Michigan this weekend.
All jokes aside, the governor wasted no time to get to the major points of the budget that will help Central New York. He spoke of tax cuts for small businesses and regional economic development councils being set up across the state. He added that a plan to increase tourism marketing is included in the new budget, as well as plans to increase minimum wage up to $9. Education-wise, the governor says that changes to primary education comes first, with aid upwards to $900.5 million set in the budget. The budget also includes round 3 of SUNY 2020, which includes Oswego State. Governor Cuomo stressed that help to families is on the way with middle-class tax cuts that are expected to help over 61,000 Central New York families. He also said that middle-class families will pay the lowest interest rate in 60 years. President Deborah Stanley said that it is a pleasure to host the governor. Rich Stein, president of the College Democrats of SUNY Oswego, helped generate buzz for the event among students and faculty. Stein was fortunate enough to have a positive experience at the event.
There was a gentleman who did not make it, who was supposed to sit right behind the governor, and I was ushered in because there was not an extra seat. I was ushered in at that seat, and then the governor sat down, and that was the coolest moment.
Yeah.
That was special. But the governor being here at SUNY Oswego, it's a great thing economically. It's a great thing for SUNY Oswego just as well, because we do have a lot of things coming for Oswego County. There's a lot of economic development. The regional economic development team has been working hard on bringing information technology to Oswego. So there's a reason why he came here, and this is the perfect place to choose it. So it's great that he was able to come here and be at our college.
However, many students were turned away at the door due to a mix-up with the RSVP list. Stein deeply apologizes for the mix-up. Mayor of the city of Oswego, Tom Gillen, says that this is a great opportunity for the port city.
Oh, it's great. It's great. I think it just proves that, Oswego is more than just a city in upstate New York. It has a future, and it has friends in Albany, and we're on the same message. We support the governor's whole message of working together to get things done and focus on creating jobs, grow the economy, and create a safe environment for our families. And that's the key to success from here.
No matter what, this is a special day for Oswego State. Reporting for WNYO News, this is Seamus Lyman of the Oswegonian.